We are not sure how to think of or describe ourselves, and it feels like a real identity crisis. It's as if we've been taught to be afraid to think well of ourselves, but to also regret our negative internal narrative, creating yet another cognitive dissonance. We want to step up and out, as the Lord would ask, but we are truly terrified someone will see all the junk we keep hidden in our backyard. We fear they'll see that the pristine front yard doesn't match the shipwrecks hidden in the backyard. They might see the old sagging boxes of ideas that didn't work right, strings and strings of old burned-out Christmas tree lights. They might see the never-reply-to-well-wishing cards, maybe just the burned-up ground and piles of useless things. If people go into our secret spaces, we believe that somehow, yes, somehow, everyone will know we are not who they thought we were. Carrying a facade gets heavy, so, you know, I say, lay your identity crisis at the feet of Jesus and just be yourself. It's okay, just let go. My friends, God has another view entirely. Just because we have a different calling doesn't mean we have a lesser calling. When we hide and build fences, it hinders our forward momentum and our being able to come into the destiny God has for us. Secrets build fences, and confession builds bridges. Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.